The crucifix, that is, a cross to which a figure of Christ is attached, does not appear to have been used before the 6th century. It seems certain that, at least from the 2nd century onwards, Christians not only drew, painted, and engraved the cross as a pictorial symbol of their faith, but also made the sign of the cross on themselves or others. One of the first witnesses to this practice was Tertullian, the North African lawyer-theologian who flourished about A.D. 200. He wrote, "At every forward step and movement, at every going in and out, when we put on our clothes and shoes, when we bathe, when we sit at table, when we light the lamps, on couch, on seat, in all the ordinary actions of daily life, we trace upon the forehead the sign, the cross." Hippolytus, the scholar-presbyter of Rome, is a particularly interesting witness because he is known to have been an avowed reactionary who in his own generation stood for the past rather than the future. His famous treatise, The Apostolic Tradition, circa A.D. 215, claims explicitly to be recording only the forms and models of rites already traditional and customs already long established, and to be written in deliberate protest against innovations. When he describes certain church observances, therefore, we may be sure that they were already being practiced a generation or more previously. He mentions that the sign of the cross was used by the bishop when anointing the candidate's forehead at confirmation, and he recommends it in private prayer. "Imitate him, Christ, always, by signing thy forehead sincerely, for this is the sign of the passion. It is also," he adds, "a protection against evil. When tempted, always reverently seal thy forehead with a sign of the cross. For this sign of the passion is displayed and made manifest against the devil if thou makest it in faith, not in order that thou mayest be seen of men, but by thy knowledge putting it forth as a shield." There is no need for us to dismiss this habit as superstitious. In origin, at least, the sign of the cross was intended to identify and indeed sanctify each act as belonging to Christ. In the middle of the 3rd century, when another North African, Cyprian, was bishop of Carthage, a terrible persecution was unleashed by the emperor Decius, A.D. 250-251, during which thousands of Christians died rather than offer sacrifice to his name. Anxious to strengthen the morale of his people and to encourage them to accept martyrdom rather than compromise their Christian faith, Cyprian reminded them of the ceremony of the cross. "Let us take also for protection of our head the helmet of salvation, that our brow may be fortified, so as to keep safe the sign of God. As for the faithful who endured prison and risked..."